Influenza has arrived in Washington state. Even though state officials say very few cases have been reported so far, they urge people to get their flu shots ASAP. And that's because flu outbreaks can be unpredictable from season to season. Even though it's one of the most common vaccines in the U.S., there are plenty of flu shot questions that we've been wondering about. For example, why do flu shots make your arm so sore? And why are you not supposed to get a flu shot when you have a cold? So we sent producer Andy Hurst to get some answers and to get a flu shot. Andy talked with Dr. Paul Kassab, a primary care physician at Virginia Mason Medical Center. Dr. Kassab says there's two types of flu shots this year.
There's what we call the trivalent, which has three different strains of viruses in it, and the quadrivalent, which has four strains in it. The influenza, we have two influenza viruses, A and B, and the trivalent has two A's and one B in it, and the quadrivalent has two A's and two B's.
Is it possible to get the flu from a flu shot?
No.
Why not?
Because the flu shot has the antigen. There's no virus in it. There's no live attenuated virus like the flu mist. I know this is a misconception where people think, always tell me, I have the flu, I will not take the flu shot anymore immediately after that. The flu shot, remember, the idea of having the flu shot is to induce the immune system to produce antibodies. So when the real virus is introduced in the system, they can fight it or get rid of it.
In the past, I've been told that if I have a cold or if I'm sick, I'm not supposed to get a flu shot. Why is that?
The idea is your immune system is busy fighting other infections, and you may not develop the antibodies as you would otherwise want to when you introduce that antigen from the flu shot, and that's why they don't want you to get that, one. And two, if you end up having a reaction to the flu shot and you are sick, it's hard to tell which is which.
I know that when I walk out of here, my arm's going to hurt. Why is my arm going to get sore?
It's not as much the needle, because we're using small needles, but it is more because your immune system is going to start working. And the immediate pain is probably from the trauma of the needle. But if it's going to be sore for the next day or two, that's because your immune system is trying to get to work and build out all those antibodies. And that's why you feel the pain.
So how long does it take for a flu shot to start working?
About 2 weeks. By working, meaning making antibodies. Yeah, about 2 weeks.
I'm going to get my flu shot today. If I get exposed tomorrow, this flu vaccine isn't going to do any good for me.
Probably not. And that's why, depending on the surveillance and the flu activity, we determine when to do the flu shot. Some people prefer not to take it in October. Some prefer to take it later because they want to have enough immunity when the peak season happens in the winter. But the idea is to take it early enough, and I'll leave it as early enough, so by the time the season is full-blown, you have the protection that you need.
What are the biggest misconceptions that you hear from patients about getting a flu shot?
The main one is, I got the flu. And, you know, earlier I said you won't get the flu from the flu shot. But remember, the flu shot has only either three strains or four strains. So there are a lot of other strains that can be available. And the way the vaccine is prepared, it's based on what we have observed last year, because we have not seen what happens this year. The virus is undergoes a lot of mutation, and that's why it's been hard to really get a vaccine that we don't have to change every year.
So what are the health risks, even if they're rare, of getting a flu shot? Are there any?
One of them is called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurologic condition that affects the muscles, and that's rare. And sometimes there is what we call an anaphylactic reaction, or a reaction where it's kind of like a severe reaction to peanut, where your throat closes up, you can't breathe. But those are not common. And actually, people who have had allergic reaction like this to any flu shot in the past, or then are advised not to take it.
Have you had your flu shot yet?
Yes. I have it.
Pretty good idea for doctors and nurses and people who work in hospitals, huh?
When we have a shortage, we healthcare providers are supposed to be taking it, yes, all of us. Actually, this is good practice.
All right. Let's get my shot.
Let's get the shot. So you want to either roll up your sleeve or...
Yeah, let me do that.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
All right. in case your arm gets sore, I'm going to give it in your left hand. So this way, if you need to do something, you still can use your right arm without feeling that it's limiting you. Ready? Ow. Did it hurt?
A little bit.
Okay. That's basically the trauma of the needle going through the muscles.
Ow, poor Andy. That's producer Andy Hurst crying all the way, getting his flu shot from Dr. Paul Kasaba, primary care doc at Virginia Mason Medical Center. We're happy to report Andy survived. He's walking. He's upright. He did not get flu from the vaccine. His arm is still a little bit sore.